For the last several months, 9 African-American men, fathers, have been workshopping their own personal stories of fatherhood. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, the Fatherhood Manologues is a moth-style storytelling project that has its virtual debut on Father's Day.
Never doubt yourself, and always remember whose you are. You're your daddy's son. That means you're powerful beyond measure. You're a leader. You're a protector. You're special. You're loved. And one day you will change the world.
That's Malik Champlain giving fatherly advice to his yet-to-be-born son, Mason. In this video, he stands in front of the carousel in Hartford's Bushnell Park.
It's going to be hard to be my son because my expectations are high. But it's going to be harder when I'm gone, so I'm preparing you for when I die.
Mason is now 4 weeks old. Champlain says the idea for his manologue came to him early on a Sunday morning.
I want to tell you how I'm feeling now about you. I want to tell you about all the things that I want to do with you. I want to tell you about the things that I'm scared for you for. You know, having that real authentic and vulnerable conversation.
The Fatherhood Manologues is the brainchild of Abdul Rahman Mohammed, executive director of My People Clinical Services in Hartford. He says the idea for the project came out of a very productive fatherhood engagement program group session he ran last year.
We had just wrapped up, you know, a 20-week curriculum, and I wanted to keep them together, but I wanted to do something different. And I said, okay, so over the next month, what you guys are going to do is you're going to come up with a story. We're going to videotape you doing this story live, and we actually did it.
Mohammed saw the potential for this type of storytelling, not only as a therapeutic tool for the storytellers, but as a work of performance art, much like public radio's The Moth Radio Hour.
I'm all about changing narratives. Like, I want people to be able to see Black men fully, not only when we die, not only when we're mad, not only when we're in handcuffs, but when we're being our genuine true selves, when we're, you know, talking about the love of our lives, like our children.
Mohammed contacted 9 of his peers, Black men that he felt would be good storytellers. He enlisted the help of the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford to help craft their stories into works of art. For the next several months, the men were guided by storytelling coach and moth champion Christopher Rivas and theater director Godfrey Simmons. Simmons found perfecting these stories and getting them ready for the stage to be a pretty easy lift.
When we're in the zone and when we're writing about something that we really care about, it tends to end up being really artful. And so our job as coaches was to really kind of find the poetry, find those spots that they already intrinsically worked into the piece, and then help them to really illuminate that in the performance.
Like the rest of us, the last few months have been challenging for the storytellers. COVID-19 forced them to get together on Zoom rather than their usual face-to-face meetings, and most recently the group was rocked by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Storyteller Malik Champlain says those challenges have only strengthened the bonds between these 9 men.
You start building this camaraderie and almost this, like, admiration for each other, and I'm growing from that, and our relationships are growing from those things where we find ourselves doing things outside of just the manologue.
The Fatherhood Manologue videos will be released online on Father's Day, but the project is far from over. The initiative will be part of a year-long project at the University of St. Joseph. The university's Department of Social Work will integrate the manologues into some of their courses in the fall, and USJ's Otorino Center for the Arts is planning a live performance once it's safe. Next week, on June 24th, the stories will also be the subject of Hartford Stage's next Seen and Heard Live virtual cocktail hour. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.